Iraqis are witnessing the worst violence to rock their country in 5 years. Bombings and other attacks against Sunni Muslim and Shiite targets are stoking sectarian tensions. One major reason is the civil war next door in Syria. Douglas Olivant of the New America Foundation.
It is no accident that we are seeing more bombings in Iraq now because the money and the weapons that are going to the Syrian Free Army, some factions of which are aligned with Al-Qaeda.
Amateur video posted online shows rebel fighters in Syria from the al-Nusra Front pledging allegiance to Al-Qaeda. The group receives support from Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and militants frequently cross the porous Iraqi-Syrian border. Michael Rubin is with the American Enterprise Institute.
The Iraqis are scared to death about the backlash and the backflow of some of these militants and Al-Qaeda-related groups.
Rubin calls Syria an underground railroad for militants to get into Iraq. In 2006-2007, tens of thousands of Iraqis died in sectarian conflict. But this time, there are no U.S. troops to help quell the violence. For months, Iraq's minority Sunnis have staged anti-government demonstrations. Some say the success of Syrian rebels has given them confidence to challenge what they say is discrimination and abuse by Iraq's Shiite-led government. Sarmand Al-Tayi is an Iraqi analyst.
As this moment could be leading us to a war, it could also encourage a lot of decision makers to think seriously for the first time about sharing power, security responsibilities, and wealth.
As the carnage continues, some Sunni leaders say the conflicts in Iraq and Syria are now intertwined. Vali Nasser is the dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
Well, one way of trying to give Iraq a breathing room is to help the fighting in Syria end. The longer it lingers there, the more danger it is to Iraq.
But the conflict in Syria shows no sign of ending soon, and Iraqi leaders are worried other countries may be involved in encouraging sectarian attacks. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
The return of these people is an investment in the political instability that has led to instability of society due to sectarianism that is linked this time with agendas beyond our borders.
Mr. Maliki has ordered a shakeup of senior government security officials, but fears of more sectarian violence continue. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.